This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned Sunday the country is, quote, failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is adding to trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. And children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, said on ABC, quote, "We should not really have ever got to the place we are." Another top health official, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, said final full approval of key vaccines from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could come as early as this month, something skeptics have said they need to hear before taking the plunge. Fauci told NBC on Sunday he hopes it's within the month of August. The coronavirus vaccines have been approved for now on an emergency use basis to counter the pandemic. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a six-day Sunday, and ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island quickly is burgeoning into several fronts, ripping through thousands of acres of forest across its northern part and forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages.